entertain such speculations in regard to itself and the deity. But as to these opinions themselves, we may say, in the words of the learned canonist Ludovicius Gomez, opiniones secundum varietatem temporum senescant et intermoriantur, aliaque diverse vel prioribus contrarie renascantur et deinde pubescent. Titles of degrees as herein given have in some instances been changed. Correct titles are as follows: first degree, apprentice; second degree, fellow craft; third degree, master; fourth degree, secret master; fifth degree, perfect master; sixth degree, intimate secretary; seventh degree, provost and judge; eighth degree, intendant of the building; ninth degree, Elu of the Nine; 10th degree, Elu of the 15; 11th degree, Elu of the 12; 12th degree, Master Architect; 13th degree, Royal Arch of Solomon; 14th degree, Perfect Elu; 15th degree, Knight of the East; 16th degree, Prince of Jerusalem; 17th degree, Knight of the East and West; 18th degree, Knight Rose Croix; 19th degree, Pontiff; 20th degree, Master of the Symbolic Lodge; 21st degree, Noahite or Prussian Knight; 22nd degree, Knight of the Royal Axe or Prince of Libanus; 23rd degree, Chief of the Tabernacle; 24th degree, Prince of the Tabernacle; 25th degree, Knight of the Brazen Serpent; 26th degree, Prince of Mercy; 27th degree, Knight Commander of the Temple; 28th degree, Knight of the Sun or Prince Adept; 29th degree, Scottish Knight of St. Andrew; 30th degree, Knight Kadosh; 31st degree, Inspector Inquisitor; 32nd degree, Master of the Royal Secret. Ancient Craft Masonry. First degree, Apprentice. The 12-inch rule and the common gavel. Force, unregulated or ill-regulated, is not only wasted in the void, like that of gunpowder burned in the open air, and steam unconfined by science, but, striking in the dark and its blows meeting only the air, they recoil and bruise itself. It is destruction and ruin. It is the volcano, the earthquake, the cyclone, not growth and progress. It is Polyphemus blinded, striking at random, and falling headlong among the sharp rocks by the impetus of his own blows. The blind force of the people is a force that must be economized, and also managed, as the blind force of steam. Lifting the ponderous iron arms and turning the large wheels is made to bore and rifle the cannon, and to weave the most delicate lace. It must be regulated by intellect. Intellect is to the people and the people's force what the slender needle of the compass is to the ship. Its soul, always counseling the huge mass of wood and iron, and always pointing to the north. To attack the citadels built up on all sides against the human race by superstitions, despotisms, and prejudices, the force must have a brain and a law. Then its deeds of daring produce permanent results, and there is real progress. Then there are sublime conquests. Thought is a force, and philosophy should be an energy, finding its aim and its effects in the amelioration of mankind. The two great motors are truth and love. When all these forces are combined and guided by the intellect and regulated by the rule of right and justice, and of combined and systematic movement and effort, the great revolution prepared for by the ages will begin to march.